pushed out a new version today. In fact, it just went into the store maybe an hour before this call. And I just thought it might be helpful for us to see, because I was able to connect this to my video system here. And that's what it looks like, Sermon Audio Channel. And this is the Legacy Edition for those that want the old interface. But this is the new one. So if you're looking in the Roku store, that's the one you want. So let's hit OK on that. This is our Roku app. From here, you can listen to the radio that we have. This is just a 24-hour running audio stream. You can set up My Church here. Click on that, and you type in your partial church name, like this. And you can see it populating down there. If you type in an exact member ID, just like I did, you know, just faith, then it will show it up as the first one. It pulls up other matches based on the name, but the very first one will be the one that matches the member ID. That's good to keep in mind. But you can also type in the church code ID. If you remember that, there's a 5-digit church code that's assigned to every broadcaster that's on the site. And if you type that in, I'll show you how that works. So let's go ahead and clear this out. So in this particular case, it's a 5-digit code, very easy to enter, and there you go. So we hit that, and we're going to go ahead and say, set my church. So this is my church, and if this church were streaming live, you would actually see that show up here as well. That's what this refresh button is for. If you want to see if the stream is now live, you hit refresh, and it just checks it again, and there it is. So it will just show up right there. And so this is a very easy way for church members to be able to set up their My Church to your church and be able to tune into a live webcast. Click on that and they can watch, or they can just listen. They hit watch. That's the webcast. And from here, of course, because this is My Church, you can actually see the sermons, the latest sermons from your church. If you just hit listen, it will just play the audio.
That's what they did, you know. That's what those reformers and early Puritans.
You can obviously watch if it's a video.
That's what they did, you know. That's what those reformers.
Another thing I should mention is that if you're on a sermon like this one, you can get more info, and that's fine. But you can also see more sermons. So you can see more from this speaker. You can see more from the broadcaster itself, or more from the series that it's a part of. Back out of that, and we'll keep going down this interface here. You can see a play history. So you can see a history of what you've currently been playing, and you can see the featured sermons of the day. These are audio, this is video, this is audio, 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 video, etc. So if I click on that, you can see it's fast-forwarding. And those fast forward and play buttons, they all work. And you'll see if I scroll back up, my play history shows this sermon that I just recently played. And you can clear your history. The staff picks, power clips, newest videos. These are all the newest videos that are showing up on the site. Newest sermons. If it's just audio, they'll show up here on the site. Search for broadcasters. The easiest way for people to just go ahead and start searching for a church is go to the broadcasters row, tap on search, and right here they can put in the member ID or the partial church name. They can even put in a partial speaker name. They don't maybe know the name of the church, but they know the speaker. Let's just say a preacher, Beaky, and there you have it. That's the church. So that's broadcasters. But maybe you just want to go straight to a speaker. You don't want to search by broadcasters, you want to search by speaker. You can click on that, and you can type in any speaker name. You can see all of his sermons this way as well. It's a very handy interface to browse through sermon audio on a TV. And then, of course, we have all of our categories. So if you know that there was a sermon that was preached, let's say a funeral that was recently conducted, you can go to the funeral category. And it shows you all the latest funerals that have been uploaded to the site. You can do it by popularity, by last played. podcasts, question and answers. That's why it's important to categorize your sermons properly. It makes it a lot easier for people to find things, especially in an interface like this, where you don't have a keyboard, so you're relying on these big buttons to get you to where you need to be. Here is the live webcast. Since, let's see. Oh, there's a bunch of webcasts running right now. And down here at the very end is where you can search for sermons themselves. So you can actually search for a sermon. And this just searches through the almost 2 million sermons that we have and can browse through them down here. Any questions about the Roku? I'm actually not sure if this device or if these TVs are available in the UK. Does anybody know?
I use Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh, this Fire Stick.
Yeah, Fire Stick would be.
Okay, so they have that there. Good. The Roku has been around the longest, and it is, I think, probably one of the cheapest ways to have the smart aspect of smart TVs on your TV. They also have it built into many TVs now as well.